Thank you.
So the federal government is considering a new range of civil penalties to help victims of revenge porn. The states and territories are already discussing ways to harmonise their laws, which criminalise the sharing of intimate photos without someone's consent. But the federal government said criminal proceedings can often be too slow for the victims. Ollie, you're talking to us about the Sexual Violence Won't Be Silenced campaign. So what will these changes mean for victims of revenge porn?
Well, currently as it stands, only Victoria and South Australia have laws around revenge porn, and they're under the criminal system. So bringing it into the civil system will mean that people don't have to deal with the police. They can deal with the courts directly, which is a huge thing, because one of the big things that we hear from people who have suffered from revenge porn and technologically facilitated abuse is that when they go to the police turn them away and say there's not much that we can do. So being able to sort of interact directly with the courts will be a really huge thing. And also making it federal, obviously.
Mm. What penalties currently exist? Like, what will be moving it from a criminal offence to a civil offence mean for victims?
Well, currently under Commonwealth law, we have using a carriage service to menace, harass or cause offence is the law that's often used. But this law is extremely outdated. It was originally brought in to help people that are receiving a lot of prank phone calls. This was in a pre-internet time. So really, with the internet, these laws need to be upgraded, and I hope this is what will happen here.
The government will release a discussion paper next year on proposed civil penalties, which could act as an alternative for victims who find pursuing criminal action too distressing. There have been multiple consultations and a Senate inquiry on this issue already. So is it time for action?
Yes, I think definitely. You know, what is releasing a discussion paper going to do for the victims, yeah, really? You know, not a lot. You know, it's great that the government are finally taking this seriously, but we need to do more.
Your organisation was also recently involved in a high court profile case of online harassment. What was the outcome? Just talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, this all started last year, and it took about a year for it to all go through. One of the women in our group was being severely harassed online, and she took it to the police, and the police said there's not much we can do.
Yep.
After this, we put up a Facebook post and started sort of organising around it, and it caught the attention of the media. And then it sort of moved from there through the criminal justice system. You know, whether that had anything to do with the media's involvement or not is not for me to sort of say. But and it went through, and finally, after 9 months of being, you know, talking to police, being in and out of the courts, the person that was harassing got charged with using a carriage service to menace, harass or cause offence, which was the first time in Australia that this has been used for sexual and gendered harassment over social media, which was a really big thing. Also around the same time, we had the Nova Peris case that happened, where she was being racially abused, where this was used. But these are the first two times that this law has been used in a very modern context. So it really set the precedent for how these cases will be dealt with in the future, and also brought to the, you know, to our attention that perhaps, you know, these laws need to change, or that this is a real problem that needs justice.
Have you noticed the discussion around online revenge porn and, you know, like, I guess revenge porn changing? As somebody who's quite involved with this high-profile case, and, you know...
Yeah, I think it's definitely changing. I feel like it's just getting louder. you know, more than changing. I feel like it's
okay.
It's a topic that's up for discussion now. You know, also so much victim blaming is now being called out, which I think is a really important thing, particularly in the way that the media writes about these things can often, you know, imply that the, you know, victim blaming. It is victim blaming. Mm. Let's just call it what it is.
So thanks, Ollie Henderson, for joining us. You're from the Sexual Violence Won't Be Silence, and talking about the latest changes to revenge porn laws.